Hey there, kids. This is me, Mr. Creepypasta, and before we begin tonight's story, I just want to go ahead and tell you about one quick thing. It's not a sponsor this time, I promise. Nevank, the author of tonight's story, has claimed the story is completely true, and the audio files that you hear in this story, as well as towards the end of it, are ones coming directly from him. Not ones that I've created, not any sound effects that I've doctored. I'll leave this up to you to decide if the haunting described in this story is true or false, and if some of the evidence collected here is truly proof of the unknown. I met my biological mom and three sisters when I turned 18 back in 2014. My mom owned a small town convenience store at the time that was a very old building. I started to work for her part-time, for bonding and whatnot. It turns out the store was seriously haunted, and I mean really bad. Almost every night I worked, something strange happened. Big soup spoons flying off the shelf for no reason, bread oven with safety lock would pop open, yet I would struggle to get it open. Floor freezer doors would open and slam shut. Keep in mind they had to be filled up, not open like a door. These are just the things I experienced. My sister awoke to use the restroom one morning at like 3 a.m. There was a snow globe that was on the shelf, and the power cable that lit it was wrapped around a pole that went through the cabinet. It flew off the shelf so hard it broke the power cable, took a 90-degree turn in midair, and smashed my sister in the face so hard that the glass was in the kitchen. There were so many stories that my whole family told about the store. Crazy, violent things. However, it gets better. So a while after meeting my family and working there, my mom asked me if I wanted to be there for a ghost hunt they were going to do at the store. You bet your ass. I went after all the shit that I saw. It was one of the most terrifying nights of my life. There were five of us. I invited one of my friends from school. For those of you who don't know about investigating, normally you would bring a camera or a voice recorder of some kind. Well, we had a few things, but I just had a handy Olympus recorder. So we start the investigation around 12 or 1 a.m. We go through and ask questions and whatnot. I didn't notice anything strange until I took a break and I listened to a recording. Now, the first one I listened back on had a crazy EVP, or electronic voice phenomenon. I asked, as I was walking past the deli door and the soda cooler, if there's something you would like to say, now is the time to say it. Something clear as day said something back, in what sounded like Latin.
Pop fries, yummy.
If there's anything you'd like to say, now's the time to say it.
I want pizza.
We're listening, if you have something to say.
Do you like pizza? Is that why you're here?
If there's anything you'd like to say, now's the time to say it.
I want pizza.
We're listening, if you have something to say.
Do you like pizza? Is that why you're here?
This is the best I can do with that one, but I listened back to all the tracks and I found four or five clear as day voices in different folders that was not me or anyone that was there. One of the voices said, "Help," in a whisper-like tone, clear as can be, and that was when I left the recorder running on the pizza counter when we all stepped outside. Later, when we closed up around 3:30 a.m., we had to do a closing prayer, so nothing followed us home. As we started the first prayer, the phone to the store started ringing, which wasn't normal for 3:30 a.m. at a place like that. My mom goes to pick up the phone, and when she listens, there's a bunch of disgruntled voices coming through all at once. She immediately hangs up, and we decide to continue. As soon as we started the second prayer, I shit you not, the receipt machine that was on the checkout counter that we were surrounding turned itself on and started printing a page of zeros about as long as my arm. I have all this on audio recording, same recording that has all the other strange shit. We turn off the machine and finish the prayer. Let's just say I didn't sleep that night, or the night after. I still have the recordings on that recorder. My mom sent them to a professional and said that she's been going on hunts for 7 years and has never caught anything like what I have on that one recorder. The store was family owned, and it's now closed. My mom lost relationships and a lot of money with that store. It was always something. I'm glad it's out of our lives. I'd like to have the recording looked at, but I'm not sure where to even begin. I know I'll catch crap for not having the audio files attached, so I'm gonna go back through, show them right here. I only showed my family and friends directly from the recorder itself, so it's a bit of work to do that. I'll update with these 3 or 4 clear ones, and a few others that might need headphones. Thanks so much.
The what?
The
oh, yeah,
the
yeah,
Lord.
You did show it to me.
There was a lot of orbs in there, though, that night.
Been out here for quite a while.
An hour and 20 minutes.
About an hour done.
But it's nice.